USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of wildfires are burning across California, and nearly two dozen of them are major. More than 500 homes and other buildings in the Bay Area have been destroyed. At least six people have died, and about 100,000 people have been ordered to evacuate.
Firefighters are out there doing the absolute best they can with the limited resources that we have to protect the citizens.
Chief Ian Larkin with CAL FIRE. Firefighters and aircraft from 10 states are helping out, but Governor Gavin Newsom says it's not enough. He's also reaching out to Canada and Australia. The moisture that's desperately needed in California could saturate the U.S. Gulf Coast. Two tropical storms, Laura and Marco, could hit the region simultaneously next week. Laura is forecast to collide with Puerto Rico. Marco has to cross Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The U.S. House of Representatives has convened for a rare Saturday session to deal with the disruptions in the delivery of mail. On Capitol Hill, Sunlen Cervantes says Republicans have called Democratic concerns about the U.S. Postal Service overblown, and they aren't likely to support a Democratic bill in the House or the Republican-controlled Senate to give the agency $25 billion.
House Republican leaders, they've been instructing their members to vote against this bill today. It's very likely, though, we will see some Republicans break ranks and cross across the aisle and vote with Democrats. This bill, though, is expected to pass largely along party lines.
Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney.
We want the Postmaster General to undo the damage he has already done. Put back the sorting machines and mailboxes he has already removed.
Louis DeJoy told lawmakers the Postal Service was prepared for mail-in voting, but he's halted the changes until after the election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A law enforcement officer is now looking for work after this week. USA's Kenneth Burns explains.
A police officer in Georgia has lost his job after he was caught on video tasing an unarmed black woman on her front porch. Michael Oxford was with the Gwinnett County Police Department outside of Atlanta after being with them for more than a year. He was fired Friday after an internal investigation. Oxford was placed on desk duty following the incident on Tuesday, the video of which had gone viral on the video sharing app TikTok. The incident was recorded on the homeowner's surveillance system. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The Golden State Killer has been sentenced to life without parole. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
A former California police officer dubbed the Golden State Killer told victims that he was truly sorry before he was sentenced to multiple life prison sentences for a decade-long string of rapes and murders that terrorized a wide swath of the state. Joseph James DeAngelo, now 74 years of age, pled guilty in June to 13 murders and 13 rape-related charges under a plea deal that avoided a possible death sentence. The punishment imposed by Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Michael Bowman means DeAngelo will die in prison for those crimes committed between 1975 and 1986. DeAngelo also publicly admitted dozens more sexual assaults for which the statute of limitations had expired.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.